Hello, and welcome to the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. I'm April Thoreau of Navigating Integrity Associates. This podcast is for CEOs and HR professionals of small and medium-sized businesses to learn practical suggestions that can be used right away to address harassment in the workplace. We are committed to creating workplaces that work for everyone. Welcome. Hello, and welcome to the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. I'm April Thoreau, your host, and I am so excited with our guest today. Our guest is Leslie Zahn. Welcome, Leslie.
Good morning, April. Nice to see you. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good.
Excellent. Let me read your bio to introduce you to our audience. Leslie is passionate about what it takes to live with courage and inspiring others to do the same. Having risen from the ashes of loss, abuse, betrayal, and illness, her mission is to inspire people on a global scale to get unstuck, stop settling for less than they desire, and harness the courage to create major breakthroughs. Leslie is a dynamic speaker who has presented live to more than 100,000 people around the world dedicated to achieving their full potential and living their best life. She is in high demand as a speaker and personal development coach. The National Speakers Association awarded Leslie their highest honor of CSP, Certified Speaking Professional. Less than 17% of NSA members worldwide hold this prestigious title. Leslie is a member of the exclusive Inner Fitness team at Rancho La Puerta in Tecate, Mexico, consistently voted best spa in the world by Travel and Leisure magazine. There, she brings her unique approach, inspiring guests to live a life without limits. Leslie has a unique talent for helping people overcome their limiting beliefs to create exponential success in all areas of their lives. Her newest book, Outrageous Achievement, is a number one international bestseller on Amazon and soon to be Audible. Yay! Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you so much, April. I appreciate it.
I love your bio. There's so much in there, but the one that really speaks right now, especially in our times, is talking about living with courage. We are in just such a crazy time right now, and courage is absolutely what we need in order to live fully and to live our best lives. So,
yep, I think people have been living in fear for so long now, fear of the unknown, most specifically. Mm-hmm. And depending on what's going on with their careers and their jobs or their income, isolation, you know, all these, the way our lives have been turned upside down, it really boils down to how well we've been able to pivot or embrace change that allows us to tap into that courage and move forward.
Most definitely. Because when we're in fear, bad behavior ensues, right? Because we're all in protective mode and we're all in, and so we lash out and do things we might not want to do or, you know, is not necessarily appropriate in the workplace. So it's just really important to start living from courage. So tell me more about what you do and how you work with businesses.
I work with companies. My audience are usually salespeople and or entrepreneurs. And so my clients are either a company that want to hire me to talk to their team and or entrepreneurs with large teams as well. So truly that entrepreneurial spirit tends to be the people that I work with the most.
Awesome. And you work with them around change, you work with them around leadership?
All of the above. I work with them leadership. So whether you're an entrepreneur, an employee, or a leader in a company leading a team, leadership is the most important aspect, I believe. You can tell in any environment, if things are going well, it's a reflection of leadership. If things are not going well, it is a reflection of leadership. So focusing on who do they want to be? How do they want to walk through the world? How do they want to work with their teams? How do they want to lead? Those are all the topics that we deal with. And especially in today's world, as we just said, with all the changes that are happening, having a clear grasp of the leader you want to be is so important.
It really is. It's so, so important. And so, you know, this is the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. So it's like when harassment does happen in the workplace, you know, how is that a reflection of the leader? Like, what is it they've missed? What is it like? Because I know there's lots of leaders who are like really conscious of really trying to create a great culture, but it could still happen. Any tips there?
I don't know if it's necessary. If the leader feels they truly have been articulating clearly how we operate together, how we play well with the other kids. Mm-hmm. If they really feel they've done a consistent job of articulating that, you know, there are just some people who, as you say, are going to behave badly. Mm-hmm. So at that point, it's how quickly and how effectively does the leader respond to the situation? Mm-hmm. But going back to the first point, I know it's quite common that people give a lesson, give a training, share some policies and procedures, and they mention it once, or perhaps they mention it every month, or perhaps every quarter, where I've learned that it's when it's something as important as bad behavior, harassment in the workplace, I believe that is a message where consistency and examples, it's so important that we hear the message and the trainings and the policies on a more consistent level.
Most definitely. And I think also from leadership, modeling the behavior, obviously, right?
Well, yeah. That's about saying if the bad behavior is coming from the leader, then that's the company's responsibility. And then that makes it an even more difficult situation.
Yes, most definitely. But we are in such a time of change, you know, vaccinations are on the, you know, they're happening and things are, you know, the light is at the end of the tunnel. So everybody's in this constant state of change. So being in this such a huge state of change and flux, what are some of your steps you can help leaders to help them get through that change in a healthy way?
Yeah, well, there's something I write about in the book where I define something that I call conscious change, not just making change, but what I call conscious change. And so what are the three aspects of conscious change? Change with courage. And to be able to harness that internal courage, April, isn't always easy, but as a good leader, courage is necessary if you're going to be a good leader. So change with courage to stand in your truth, change with discipline to see it through, back to the example we just gave, discipline to educate on the policies and procedures in a more consistent, the discipline to hold people accountable, the discipline to set the example personally. So change with discipline. And third is a change with the clear vision of the outcome. I want a harassment-free workplace. I want to create a safe space. I want my team to embrace this comfortably, easily, open-heartedly with character. So change with a clear vision of the outcome they're looking for.
Wow. So much of that. So change with courage, change with discipline, and change with a clear vision. So great. So how can we do this? Let's get to the practical steps. I'm always about let's create practical steps. So what are the practical steps we can do to help our teams, you know, navigate through this change?
Well, from a leadership standpoint, I believe urgency is necessary. Mm-hmm. And this isn't something to put on, oh, one of these days I'll get to the harassment idea, right? I think there's must be some urgency and a willingness to articulate the issue clearly and not beat around the bush and not make the assumption, well, we know it's not happening here. How do we know that? Right. So having the urgency that this is important, this is necessary, this is just common sense humanity, right? Mm-hmm. And then being able to articulate what is appropriate behavior, what is inappropriate behavior, and also the urgency around if you feel you are the recipient of inappropriate behavior, allowing that safe space to talk to, you know, to tell, right? To have that safe space to speak up and know that your job is still secure and know that it is your responsibility to speak up, that the company wants you to speak up.
Oh, it's so good. And the statistics actually really support creating urgency because 80% of harassment goes completely unreported. So if you think it's not happening in your workplace, chances are it probably is, and it's just under the radar and nobody's speaking about it. So like 80% goes completely unreported. So yeah, there is an urgency.
And are those conversations happening? Do we sit with our team and say, look, the statistics say that 80% of this is happening and not being reported? I mean, there's so many ways that a competent, effective leader can create a safe space for communication.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of harassment and being a woman, I don't know what the statistic is of how many women have been harassed in the workplace. It's probably 100%, but you know, having been there myself, but also feeling very fortunate that I was in a space where I did feel comfortable to go report it. Like I had been given permission through repetition of messaging to go and report it and felt confident that my job wasn't going to be at risk and that I could tell my truth. And that's, again, part of that, not only the urgency of the message and the consistency of the message, but to be truly clear about how you want your team to respond should and when this happens.
So great. And it's so important because that's why people don't come forward with complaints is because fear of reprisal. So right. Fear if it's going to make it worse. They're going to lose their job, et cetera. So creating that space where, you know, we want you to come and speak out about it. We want you to talk about it. So good. So how else do we help people get through this change that we're going through?
I believe casting a clear vision. Again, when was the last time from a leader or an employer listening today, when was the last time we really had the conversation about this is the group of people, this is the company, this is the environment we want to create and sustain? I don't want to create it and have it for a month. I don't want it to be good for a couple of months. This is who we want to be. This is who we choose to be on all levels, and a zero tolerance rule. Like to have the courage, going back to the courage, a zero tolerance rule. And that just comes from leadership. Mm-hmm. Like anything else, what could be more important? Like look at the rules we put around deadlines. Look at the rules we put around creativity. Look at the rules we put around being on time or taking time off or leaving early or leaving late or coming back from lunch on time. Look at the energy around those things. And yet we can't have the same or more energy around creating a safe space to work in.
Mm.
So that's having that clear vision of this is the space we will have.
And it shall be so, because I am the leader and I say so.
That's what leadership is all about. Zero tolerance. You should not care more about coming in late for lunch than you care about his or her being mistreated on a human level. I mean, it just, it drives me crazy.
You are preaching to the choir. Absolutely. And they've also found like there's a big Google study that, you know, I've talked about in the podcast before, but they found that the number one indicator of the most successful teams was psychological safety. And that is where they are free and they feel open and easily they could be vulnerable with their teammates. So that's what's like, so they can take risks. They can, you know, they can make mistakes. They can flop and fall on their face and it's not going to come back and bite them. So it's your bottom line is actually what's at stake here. So this is like a non-negotiable, like this is that this shall be, you know, it's for the human aspect of it and also the business aspect of it. You want your teams to be the most profitable they can be.
Right. And again, awesome. This boils down to leadership. You can tell I've worked corporately for many, many years. I've been an entrepreneur half my life and worked corporately half my life. And in every corporate situation I had, I worked for a lot of poor leaders. I worked for a lot of poor leaders, truly, which gave me great lessons to where I don't think I ever was in a corporate position where they made it so safe to speak your mind, so safe to be creative, so safe to work together. And like you say, that's not only going to affect your bottom line, that's going to create sustainability. That's going to create retention in your employees. I mean, we want employees, everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard. And that starts with leadership, the willingness to put your ego aside and allow people to be as smart and as bright and creative as they can be.
It's so good. And it's so interesting because a lot of people with big egos they want the leadership roles. They want those promotions. They want all that because it feeds their ego. But what's really effective is actually getting that ego out of the way and making it about all of your other people. Like, let's, you know, be in their world. How can I make this workplace safer for them? How can I do that? So
how can I help my team rise to their fullest potential? Every person on my team, like when I'm working with salespeople with large teams or companies with large sales forces, everything we focus on is how can we help every individual reach their full potential? I think it's the same thing in this situation.
Most definitely. Okay, so how else do we help people through change?
Well, we're actually moved into that one. Yeah. Building a strong coalition, like really building a strong coalition. What does that mean? Does that mean just a few people working together? Does that mean middle management working together? Does that mean bringing the different teams together on a more consistent basis? Sharing thoughts, sharing ideas. What's working well over here? What's working well over here? What's not working well over here? What's not working? So building that strong coalition so that we're all on the same mission and have the same passion for the company, the same passion for what we're doing, the same respect for our fellow team members. I mean, building a coalition, not all companies even think about it, but that teamwork, that collaboration, that involvement truly helps create that safe space, because then people start holding each other accountable. Mm-hmm. Then we start creating a culture. Well, this is how we act. So if someone is behaving poorly, it's a more safe space to be, because now not just one person sees it, other people see it. And then, hey, this is not how we operate. And it makes it easier for those people to be identified and either corrected and or released.
It's so important because bystanders also go through trauma when they're witnessing harassment happen as well. So to be able to empower the bystanders, to be able to empower those that are sitting and witnessing it to speak up, not only empowers the target of the harassment, but it also empowers the bystander, because there's been so much research now on bystander, the effects on the bystanders, and it's just not okay. Like, it affects them just as much as the rest of the team. I had another guest on, and she found a statistic that if harassment or sexual harassment, if it's happening on a team, the bottom line to the business is $27,000 per year per team member. That's how much it affects the bottom line. $27,000 per team member. So if you've got a team of 10 and there's one person sexually harassing another, that's a lot on your bottom line. So it really is something you want to, like, let's just call it out. Let's, you know, create that culture where it's safe to do so.
Yep. Because again, the witnesses are having empathy for the person being attacked. They're having fear that they're going to be next. They also lose faith in the company that, holy smokes, you allow something like this to happen. And they also disrespect the company in that they don't even have the courage to identify how absolutely wrong this is and to call it out. I would say their retention of employees would be a lot less after all the investment of getting a new employee up and running. I mean, we can talk about all the bottom line stuff, but what always goes to my heart in this conversation, April, we can talk about all the bottom line, but really it just boils down to humanity and how we treat one another. And fundamentally, if a leader can't defend their employees and make it safe, that it's inappropriate, and when it happens, zero tolerance, done. Like, if we can't even defend people on a human level, what's the point? I mean, yeah. I mean, then we're in the wrong place, and we're in the wrong place.
It's so true. And it's, I really love seeing this, what I see as a transformation corporate world of going from, it's all about the bottom dollar to, oh, wait, let's just be human together. And the bottom dollar will take care of itself. Right. So it's like, let's just be really good to each other. Let's create that safe space. Let's really, you know, cause I've also worked in a place where it was not okay to be myself. It was not okay. And it's horrible. Like it is like the mental health aspects are huge, the lack of, you know, decrease in self-esteem and, you know, all we could talk, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here too. Right. So how does a leader find that courage to have the straight conversations, to stand that straight? Cause I know there's some listeners that are just like, it sounds great, but it's really hard to do in reality.
Well, everything's hard to do if you're going to be great. I mean, if you're going to be great at anything, it's going to be hard to do. And is really standing up for the truth that hard? Like what's worst? I would think what's worst case scenario? Like if someone is mistreating someone, we owe it to the person being attacked. We owe it to the witnesses. We owe it to everyone in the company, and we owe it to ourselves to just do what's right. Mm-hmm. So doing what's right should not be hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm so with you.
I mean, doing what this is, just they're being abusive.
Yes.
They're not just being late. They're not just being tardy. They're not just off deadline. They're abusing people. And this, we need to stand up strongly, firmly. And again, I have certain things of just zero tolerance. This falls under my zero tolerance category.
I love how straight you are about it. Like you are like, this is the way it will be.
But this is why we're leaders. If you are a leader, mm-hmm. if you are in charge, then you get to make the rules. Mm-hmm. If you're in charge, you get to decide how you at least get, to, you may not be able to make all the rules. Let me rephrase that. But if you are a leader with responsibility, you at least get to choose how you are going to lead. Mm-hmm. And if fundamentally you won't defend your team on a humanity level, well, I think everything else from a productivity level should be secondary to a humanity level. And that's just the difference between right and wrong. And that's just how you choose to walk through the world.
Humanity first with Leslie Zahn. I love it. Thank you so much, Leslie. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to read your book, Outrageous Achievement. It just sounds fantastic. I'm so looking forward to getting my hands on a copy. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for, you know, really standing for, like, this is like a no-brainer. Hello. Let's just stand for our humanity and be good leaders together and just have that courage to be so straight.
Yep. I agree. And I know we can do it. And I know we can help others to rise to the occasion. And change begins with awareness. Bottom line, change begins with awareness. So for any listeners who are thinking, you know what, I could take a bigger stand, or I could go talk to someone, or I could call that person out. I'm going to challenge you. Go do it today. Go do the right thing.
Is there a better message? Go do the right thing. Thank you, Leslie, for being here. Go buy her book, Outrageous Achievement, available on Amazon. And again, just thanks for being here.
Pleasure, April. I mean, you're doing good work in the world. Truly you are.
Thanks. Thank you for joining us for the Harassment Free Workplace podcast. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss an episode. And please spread the word. Feel free to send us feedback, questions, and suggestions for future guests you'd like to hear from. We'd love to hear from you. For more information on workplace investigations and assessments, please visit www.harassmentfreeworkplace.com. Till next time.